From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the Trump administration remains interested in a dialogue with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but is waiting for some sign of interest from Pyongyang.
We continue to be interested in finding a way to get to a dialogue, but that's up to him.
Speaking to reporters at the State Department on Tuesday, Tillerson said he had no comment on North Korea's latest pronouncement that it had completed plans to test ballistic missiles near the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, but would not immediately carry them out. Rescuers have recovered at least 270 bodies so far from a mudslide in the outskirts of Sierra Leone's capital of Freetown. VOA's Barry Newhouse has more.
Freetown's mayor said as rescue operations continued and morgues struggled to find space for all the dead. President Ernest Bai Koroma urged residents of Regent and other flooded areas around Freetown to evacuate immediately so that military personnel and other rescue workers could continue to search for survivors who might be buried underneath debris.
Dozens of houses were covered in mud when the mountainside collapsed in the town of Regent on Monday morning, one of the deadliest natural disasters in Africa in recent years. Kenya's opposition says it has postponed until Wednesday its announcement of steps it will take to challenge President Uhuru Kenyatta's re-election. Musalia Mudavadi, a senior official with the National Super Alliance, says consultations are taking longer than expected due to the complexity of the issues. Opposition candidate Raila Odinga claims that hackers infiltrated the Electoral Commission systems and manipulated the results. This is VOA News.